Okay, that's financial reports taken care of. On to Ranch Caretaker Report, Paul and Nancy.
I want to give a road review, kind of the conditions of the road. I don't know if it's going to be a situation in the springtime when people start coming out, but they're not maintaining the road at all. They're pushing the snow off. But
can we just say this is Scudamore Road, not Deer Springs Road, right?
Well, Scudamore Road, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The conditions of the road right now are horrible. If there was a reservation out there, somebody coming from Southern California, maybe in a car, they're not going to make it. And I think everybody understands that. But just to let you know, the roads are, they're not good.
Have we gotten a sign up at the end of the pavement at all? Warning, like there was?
People went wet.
People don't care.
But the one that was in the middle of the road has not been replaced. Because
no.
I did mention it to some people on the road crew that said, well, we'll look at it. I wondered.
A couple people, and they said they would talk to somebody, and nothing's happened. There have been, I bailed out a couple people. I don't know how many people you bailed out and stopped on the road and said, you're not going through, and they don't understand English half the time, and they kind of make the decision on their own. But it's a pretty serious situation out there.
We're good at Pictionary, so we draw a picture.
Yeah. Car going off over the side. Upside down.
There were some guys that got all the way off the Bull Rush Hollow before they got stuck.
Oh, that's a bad place to be stuck in.
It's the GPS, the issue. It shows it.
But the county has been plowing all the way to the Brinker off turn, up towards Johnny Brown area.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I've been doing a lot of snow plowing, trying to keep the snow off the road into the ditches, just so when it melts, it doesn't do too much damage to the road. Doing my best. I mean, this is my first year ever really plowing snow with a blade. I've done it with a loader, but just continuing working hard at moving the snow. Ranch headquarters, I've been continuing to do inventory. As everybody knows, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of stuff that I got to pick and choose from to either throw away or keep or salvage. The structures out there with the weather and the wind have really been taking a beating, so I've been kind of taking some time and nailing down some roof panels and trying to keep everything maintained so it's not falling apart completely.
Talking about the storage shed?
The tool shed, the carport. I don't know. It was a couple of weeks ago, we had some really bad winds out there. It snowed and then it blew really bad.
What about the general store? Is it holding up okay?
Yeah, the general store shed. I think it's protected by trees.
Yeah. Did you get inventory in there also?
In the storage shed?
Yeah, in the store.
Oh, in the store.
I'll have inventory for the store this year. The soda's all exploded.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
It got cold in there.
No, in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Like so hard that it blew the door open.
Oh, damn.
Did it sustain any damage?
What?
The refrigerator.
No, the soda did.
Oh, wow, well, yeah. Okay.
Answer ripped open.
Can you write that on? We had a scary moment with the pump switch. I don't know if you guys got my email or not, but... I took some pictures. You guys are passing around.
Yeah, I got the email.
I noticed that we weren't pumping any water. We were getting down on the tank, and I try and keep the tank as full as I can, and I noticed we weren't pumping water after I'd been running the generator. So I went, did some further research, and noticed that switch had blown out like that, and I was afraid that there had been some damage to the
pump matter.
I was afraid there was some damage to the pump, but we got a new box from Alma Fletcher. Brent went and picked it up, and we installed it, hooked it up, and everything seems to be working good.
Okay. Yeah, I want to thank you and Brent and Vance for problem solving, especially Brent, and, you know, getting the retrieval of that part or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Two more problems, and I'm a certified welder.
Okay. Yeah.
Doing things like that really saved the ranch some money.
Oh, absolutely.
I was in contact with Richard Kaufman and a couple other people, and they were more than happy to come out and do the work, but I'm glad that we just buckled down and did it. Should I talk about the wireless system that I tried setting up? I went to Radio Shack, and the problems with these phones is you have to plug that antenna in the back. Well, we've gone through two phones, and they can get kind of expensive. And they said that they weren't going to make those phones anymore. So I was kind of afraid to really, you know, keep plugging and unplugging that thing in just in case it broke and we're out of a phone. So they set us up with a wireless antenna, and it hooks up through the Wilson. And I set it up, and the first one didn't work because it was the wrong setup, and I took it back, and they gave me another setup. And it worked real good if the antenna was there and I'm sitting here. I was wireless. But the purpose for me getting it wasn't only just to be wireless. It was to spread a signal out. People can come up, maybe on our front porch, and make a phone call with their own phone. And with the cost of that setup, I thought it would have worked, but it didn't work, so I took it back. But there was a lot of time spent on that, trying to move that antenna around just to try and get it to work. For emergencies, for, you know, to keep people from having to...
Yeah, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Right. You should try it, and you know
it worked. It worked good.
Oh yeah,
I was wireless. Like $450. I think I could be plugged into the wire.
Okay,
not a big deal for me. Okay. There was a cabins. Been working on the cabin 7. Started tearing the floor up, and noticed that a lot of that insulation under the cabin was on the ground, blown, scattered. So I replaced that, and I went and checked on cabin 7. And I don't know if it was the wind or 8. I don't know if it was the wind or the goats or what, but this insulation was just scattered all over on the ground. It wasn't even up under the cabin. The remodel of cabin 7, I have the floor in. I'm looking at going to St. George to pick up a shower insert. I talked with that guy.
Dylan?
Dylan. I think if it was $500, that's too much. I think I can get a piece of linoleum for $75 and call it good. I'm trying to keep it to a minimum. I mean, with the shower insert, with the hot water heater, we're already looking at close to $1,000 with the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming along. Like I said, I got to go to St. George and start picking those things up. I saw them here. They just want too much for the hot water heater.
On something like that, if there's someone from St. George coming to Kanab, let's try to make that arrangement.
Anybody coming from St. George?
But, well, it depends on when you're going to need it.
Well, I'm going to probably go this week.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Maybe there is.
Did you get a price on the shower surround? I mean, I know they're not that much.
I think $300. Well, I think $75 for the pan.
Because my thought on that was, you know, what I've done, that Dylan's done for me before, with the floor, the shower, the surround, the whole thing is
right.
Waterproof. So you take the same thing and enclose all of it. And then,
well, how much money do I want to throw at this? I mean, I would love to do that. I think it'd be great. It would outlast the cabin.
Right. Well, and I'm just wondering, if you could do it for $500, you got $350 in a shower pan and $75 into linoleum, you're nearly $500 anyway.
Right.
But I don't know where he's at, really. Also, one that I've done.
So the shower stall is all part of the floor.
Go for the long term, whatever you do.
That wasn't clear last time we met.
Yeah, he didn't give me a price. I gave him a square foot, and he wasn't sure, you know, with travel time and everything.
Right.
I'm looking into it.
Okay.
I'm not dead set on the whole shower insert thing.
Well, that's my. It'll definitely cost more, but it's bomb proof pretty much. And some of those, the cheaper shower surrounds, the first person that leans against it hard, and then it's cracked again. I mean, they're pretty thin.
But I think you guys got my email about all the mold and the stuff when I pulled that stuff out. When I tore the floor up, the joists were shot.
Are you putting green board in behind on the studs?
Behind the shower?
Yeah.
I will, yes.
Okay. Because that
that's going to create a problem, because I have 32 inches. I put a quarter inch sheet of there, it's going to change it. And I think it's going to change the inches, the whole diameter of the thing. But I'm looking into it. Get my measurements. And, I think Home Depot has just kind of a set.
I've talked with you, and a lot of these people haven't and don't know why it's taken this long, because it took how many weeks to get that thing to dry out?
Oh, 3 weeks.
You know, because of the coldness and the dampness.
It would freeze, and then I had, I think I used 4 or 5 propane bottles.
Yeah, because we were kind of hoping to have this done by the time the meeting happened. I know you were at the last meeting hoping to have it done by then, but obviously we talked, and, you know, not everyone's been privy. But that's the reason why, because it, you know, like I say, you went through propane bottles trying to dry it out. It just took that long to even get it to dry out before you could.
Well, and there's extensive water damage. I think it's been leaking for 3 or 4 years, from what I understand. The joists, I put in 2 new joists. I moved the water line was right at the right by the outside wall of the cabin. I moved it in just a little bit. Put some insulated tape around it, you know, really insulated that whole thing, re-insulated the floor, put a new OSB down, and I have some Hardy Backer, which I just bought a blade to cut. I'm going to put Hardy Backer down and then up on that. But it's going to come together.
Yeah.
That operator's manual that we were talking about for the ranch, I think springtime I'm going to go through and take pictures. I know in my mind where it's all at, but I want to do a diagram. It's kind of hard to do a diagram when everything's covered in snow. As far as
plumbing, or what are we talking
about? Plumbing, the septic tanks,
okay.
The water systems, all that. Speaking of water, took a water sample, and it came back good. And I have common issue with the we were going to restore that water tank, and Greg Burke was going to do the work. Did we agree with that?
We haven't agreed. We
haven't
done that still,
because he's no longer able to do that.
Okay.
I've been in communication with Vance. He has somebody that he's talking to. I'm going to try and get in contact with him to where we can get something going. But what route did we want to go with that? We just want to do it. I saw the budget. We had some money.
We're still working on the budget, so it's not that we did set a $15,000 aside, but we're not finalized on that.
Okay. Well, just to let you know that for unexplained circumstances, Greg Burke's unable to do that.
Okay. All right.
I think it was last meeting or the meeting before, we were talking about the water operators class.
Right. Get certified on that?
No, I looked into it, and it's there's a few classes that I have to take before I can do that. Before I can take a test to get certified.
Okay, well, email us and let us know what the costs are.
Okay.
And
okay. Speaking of classes, Nancy took her food handler's course, and we were talking about the Friday night barbecues. One of the things that we thought we ought to get. So she studied hard and got it taken care of.
All right.
we're all ready for the barbecue. We're excited.
Okay, good. That's
yeah, John?
Yes, yes, babe.
Emailed you guys today. I've got a web page ready to go for that as soon as we're ready to go with it. And I emailed it to all of you so you can take a look at it.
I did take a look at it today.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. Okay. Anything else?
About it.
Nancy? Anything you want to add?
Yeah.
Okay, we copy that. Okay.
We have a shopping trip. Linda and I have a shopping trip planned for March 16th. We're going to go get everything for at least half the season. If it goes longer, that's good. All the toilet paper, all the paper towels. You know, some new curtains and curtain rods, you know, the things that we need that way. We're just going to go wipe it out so I don't have to go back and do it again.
Okay.
That'll be it.
Okay. So you projected out what you're going to need, or do you have a good idea? You will have. Okay.
That's something I think we're doing is we're taking each cabin and just kind of throwing just a little bit in it, just to make it a little better. If you look at some of the drapes and some of the blinds and just some of the, I don't know where you got those mirrors or those pictures, but I mean, there's just little things like that just to kind of spruce each cabin up.
We're thinking in 7 and 8, you know how you have the lights going up the stairs? If you put a mirror under that, then when you turn the light on, it's going to make the room lighter. You know, at night, it'll broadcast more light just by having a mirror under that one lamp.
Okay.
And they were cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're inexpensive, not cheap.
Sorry, they're inexpensive.
Well, good. I encourage you to make improvements, you know, to the ranch, and that's what you're there for, is to help us make those improvements.
We're going to put blinds in a couple windows
okay.
to help keep, you know, just the roll-down kind. It'll help keep heat in, though.
Right.
Heat out.
I just bought 4 screen kits. And I think if I get these 4 screens done, I think all of the cabins down on the lower cabins
will be
have all screens.
All new screens?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did an inventory of the screens on the upper cabins.
We seem to always have a problem with keeping screens, you know, in condition. Right. It's just like make sure that when guests check in, just, you know, try to remind them that, you know, be easy on our screens.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Paul and Nancy.